Excellencies, chairperson of the conference, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. The theme of this year's conference is at the heart of FAO's field of work. It is with delight I speak here today. Food system is indeed a complex concept. It comprises a wide range of aspects, from farming, climate, food security, health, research, trade, waste, and governance, just to mention a few. I will focus on one of my priorities, productivity in the agriculture sector. I believe the green sectors, that is agriculture, forestry, and fisheries, will play key roles in the transformation to green economy. The Swedish vision is a competitive agriculture production whose activities do not compromise the viability of future generations of farming, using without using up. Study after study confirms that the investments in agriculture in poor countries have the most positive effect on economic growth. There is an immediate domino effect of increased income for the farming household when these households have the means to purchase, be it services or products. Still, poverty in rural area persists, especially among farmers. The increase of yield in the world's agriculture sector is diminishing, especially so in developed countries. Lack of access to water is one of the most important factors. To plow new land will only help to a very limited extent. So what is required? What could be done? Our responsibility as representatives of ministers, governments and institutions is to create conditions and environment for farmers to unleash their potential as producers and entrepreneurs. And I will underline especially women entrepreneurs. It is the farmers that produce food, not us, whereas it is them efforts need to focus on. We need to create market opportunities and dismantle policies that distort trade and prevent farmers to grow and develop. I'm pleased to read in the OECD FAO Agriculture Outlook that agriculture sector is increasingly market-driven. This open for the much-needed investments. Because we shall not overlook the most obvious, both market and farmers have a high capability of responding to new situations and challenges, if only given the right incentives. For this, rights and access to natural and production resources are central. Some remains to be done in this respect, not least for the individual farmer. Therefore, Sweden intend to contribute financially to both the RAE and the voluntary guidelines on responsible governance for tenure of land. Thank you very much.